The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.
Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back to me. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Off Limits. We are in the air tonight to talk about whatever's on your mind, nothing in particular. Those of you who are listening to this on Blog Talk Radio, you can go to www.offlimitsshow.com/live to hear the show now live and chat with other chatters and call in if you'd like. The call-in number is 214-989-4306. And I hope to hear from you. The show on Blog Talk will only air for 30 minutes. After that, it will go off the air, but the show will continue on offlimitsshow.com/live. So come on over. So I just wanted to have an impromptu show tonight. I just felt like having a show for like talking and with a chatty mood. So figured I would have a show since my hubby's asleep and nothing else to do, so I thought I would talk to you guys. Hope everybody's doing okay. And Tammy, good to see you. I hope that you don't have any issues with your computer tonight. Callie, good to see you. And that's your girl, 13. Wow. Oh, my God. It's so cool you're back. I'm glad you're back. Guess you've been busy with work and everything. Anyway, if you guys want to call in during the show, the number is 214-989-4306. And going to play music as usual and just talk about what's going on in the world. But today is Father's Day, and some of you guys have fathers, and some of you don't. Well, we all have fathers, right? And some of you don't have great fathers. But, you know, I am one of those people who has a really, you know, I don't know, stereotypical dad, I guess. He's not exactly my favorite person. And it is the case often with gay guys or dads, and often with not just gay people, it's with straight guys and their dads, too. It's just dads and, I don't know, comparing dads to moms is like comparing apples to oranges because you really get something different from them both, typically speaking. Obviously, there are different people, or different types of dads and different types of moms. But, you know, as far as most moms go, most moms are nurturing and loving and kind and giving. Most moms, we're going to get into those that aren't in a minute, but most are pretty, you know, nurturing individuals. Women in general are nurturing and caring people, typically. And dads, a lot of the time, are a little more distant and give good advice or are there to protect you and take care of you or are there to kind of lead you in certain areas of your life. If you're a guy, teach you how to be a guy, how to be a man or whatever, play sports, do manly things or whatever. If you're a girl and you have a dad, typically, you know, they're the princess or whatever. So that's all stereotypical, you know, ideologies, I guess, or whatever, what it means to be a dad or a mom. But the truth is that most people's parents fall far short of those definitions. And, you know, I know that I'm fortunate with my mother to have a really great mom. You know, she's not perfect and she's made mistakes. But so have I. I'm not perfect and I make mistakes. But, you know, I don't think it's possible to be a parent and not make mistakes. I just don't. I think you are going to fuck a kid one way or the other. You know, so I don't think it's like, it's always the parent's fault. However, there are parents who really just don't give a damn about their kids. And their parents who really just think their kids are a nuisance or they have them because they were a mistake or an accident or they came at the wrong time in their life and they resent them because they feel that they were, you know, an inconvenience, which I find to be sad because I find it to be highly important before anyone has a child, if at all possible, to make sure that they're ready to have one. Now, I know that's not always possible with people, with heterosexuals especially, because you know, get pregnant by accident or mistake or whatever all the time. Condoms fail, you get birth control, or you don't use protection one time or another and you get pregnant or something. So, you know, it's understandable that that happens. And, of course, people have the option to have an abortion or not. And that's a whole other show. But, you know, whatever the case may be, ultimately, I think it's up to the parents to decide whether they're ready to have a kid or not. So when it comes to Father's Day, you know, my dad and my mom had me, you know, my dad was 21, my mom was 24. 26. She was 26. My dad was 24. 21 and she was 26. But yeah, she was older than him. And so they had me whenever, and you know, my parents got divorced when I was a kid, when I was four. And I felt, you know, even when my mom and dad were still together, as I talked about on my show before, I'm not going to go into details again, but just generally, you know, I never really felt connected to anybody I had any kind of real emotional connection to. So when my parents got divorced, I didn't have any remorse. I didn't miss him. I didn't feel like I'd lost anything. I felt nothing because I saw my mom, and she's the one that took care of me and cared for me and loved me and provided for me and looked after me. But he never really did any of those things. He would play with me sometimes, you know, when I was a little kid, you know, we would watch TV together or something. He'd take me on his bike or something, his motorbike when I was like four. But, you know, he was never somebody there that I considered to be a real parental figure. So a lot of people have that kind of a father relationship or relationship with their father, and I understand that. And, you know, as you know, the people listening to my show know my dad a couple months ago, and I came out to him only because he's the only person that didn't know. I'm surprised he didn't, even though I haven't spoken to him in like 20 years almost. He didn't know I was gay, which is really hard for me to believe, but he didn't. So I did come out to him a couple months ago when I reconnected with him briefly, told him I was gay. He basically called me a demon, and I was going to hell, and I was Satan, and possessed, and all this kind of bullshit. So it essentially was the response that I expected. Fortunately, it didn't hurt my feelings, didn't rock my world in any way, because it was exactly what I expected. And I wasn't expecting to have any kind of relationship with him anyway. So it didn't hurt me, but it didn't disappoint me either, because I expected it, as I said. But it did make me feel like, you know, wow, how can a parent look at their child and say that they're Satan, that they're possessed by Satan or the devil or going to hell, when, you know, it's a parent's job to love your child unconditionally, in my opinion. So when I have children, I intend to do that and show my kids I love them as much as possible and never let them go, you know, emotionally, I mean. So I think it's important that people do that. Not everybody has that. Right? So those of you there who have great dads, then you should be really thankful for that, because unfortunately, it is the exception and not the rule to have a great father. There are far fewer great dads than there are great moms out there, and I find that to be the truth. I mean, I really do, from what I've seen. By the way, those of you at Blog Talk Radio, you can go to offlimitsshow.com/live to hear the show live there. Click on Listen Live, and you can hear the show live as the show on Blog Talk Radio will only be on for the next 16 minutes, but the show on offlimitsshow.com will continue. So anyway, that's what I wanted to say about that, about Father's Day and that sort of thing. And just what, you know, if you guys have anything you want to talk about your dad, you could call in at 214-989-4306, and I'm happy to talk to you about your dad, since it is Dad Day today. If he's a good dad, if he's a bad dad, if he's a wonderful dad, if he's a shitty dad, you know, I'm happy to talk to you about your dad. So please call in if you want to. I'm here for you. Outside of that, Tammy, how are things going with your man? Is he going to be improving yet at all, or is everything the same? Do you have any idea when he can be getting out of the hospital? And Callie says she bought herself a present today. What did you buy yourself today, Callie? What did you buy yourself today? Was it a vagina or a penis? like a rubber one or something? Because you always talk about those. Oh, a cupcake. Wow. You bought yourself a cupcake today? Why did you buy yourself a cupcake? Was it a special day today, or just you were in a cupcake mood, or what? Oh, to celebrate Father's Day, you brought yourself a cupcake. Okay. Well, since you're not a father, I'd like to know how that works. Maybe your father should have bought it for you. Is that what you're trying to say? I mean, your dad's like the most lonely person, what you've told me and everything. Yes, you did have to deal with a shitty one, so you deserve it. I see what you're saying. Yes, I agree. I agree. I think it's sad when people, you know, don't have good relationships with their parents, and, you know, unfortunately it doesn't always work that way. But, you know, it is. We can't choose our parents any more than we can choose, you know, what we look like or whatever. It is just how the cards were dealt, you know. We can't do anything about them. So I don't blame you. You guys have sprinkles out there? I've talked about sprinkles on my birthday. We have sprinkles here. So I'm just curious. Hey, Lion's Den is in. Dusty Girl, been working, coaching, et cetera. Well, that's cool. I'm glad to see you've been busy. You've been just loafing around, doing nothing. Are you at work tonight? I'm just curious. Anyway, so If there's something you guys want to talk about, feel free to let me know, chime in. And as I said, you can call into Skype by clicking on the I'm Online button or clicking on the call-in button at the bottom left of the screen, or you can call in at 224-989-4306 on your phone. Either way, I will be here for you to call. Oh, that's Callie. Well, hello. Hello, Callie, are you there? What's up? What's going on? I need you, yes. Oh, wait, you know what? I have to remind you before I forget, because I, this morning, everybody, this is kind of interesting. When I was in bed, well, this morning was this afternoon, excuse me. This afternoon, I was waking up. No. I was waking up, and Michael came to the bed. He's already awake, because he wakes up like 9 o'clock every day. And he came to wake me up, because it was like 3 o'clock, and we're going to buy groceries and do some things today. And so he wakes me up. And we're talking, like I'm waking up and I'm telling about my dream I had or whatever. And then he goes, I put something on your desk for you. And I go, I already know what it is. It's a red heart. It says, I love you on it. I'm like, he goes, what? How the hell did you know that? And I go, I don't know. It just a thought in my head. It just came to me. He goes, do you know what else is on it? Or what else it looks like? And he goes, he says, it's like written or printed? I said, it's printed. And it freaked me out. I have no idea how I do that or why I do that. It freaked him out, too. He's like, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom now and scream because it doesn't make any sense. I was like, you should know that. And I had been asleep the whole day. I'd never gotten up, so there's no way for me to know it. So it was very weird. He didn't print it until the day when I was sleeping. So, but he put this little red heart on my desk that says, I love you on it with a little rose on it. And it was just a little sweet thing he did. And so it freaked me out. I don't know. So he's like, okay, you are psychic. Okay. I guess I'm a little psychic, maybe. I guess I am. I have no clue how I knew that. It was just freaky. Very, very freaky to me. Isn't that strange? It creeped me out, too, totally. Anyway, but, huh? No, it wasn't in my dream. I didn't dream it. I just, right when he told me, you know, I was waking up, I was awake, and he told me, you know, he had put something on my desk, and I was like, it's a red heart, and it says, I love you on it, and he's like, it's shaped like a heart. He's like, oh, my God, he freaked him out. So I had no clue. No, I didn't dream it or anything. It just said completely awake. I mean, I wasn't completely awake, but I was awake. I was cognizant, you know, lucid. So it was very weird. So that's the first thing that, I mean, I don't know why. I guess the thing is, I guess psychic stuff or psychic ability, it's like you really don't even know that you know things. You just kind of know them. And so I guess maybe I'm a little bit psychic, but not like, you know, I couldn't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow or anything, but maybe a little bit. So I guess I'll claim it a little bit now that I'm a little bit psychic since that happened today.
The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.